it here. Welcome back. We've had some technical problems.
Yeah, Redo is our friend.
Yeah, I almost sort of...
deleted the entire podcast.
Not really almost. I did delete it. But...
by accident.
Redo.
What? Yes, Redo.
It's our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we thought of a name of the competition. It's called What Song Is This?
Yeah, What Song Is This? With lots of extra T's on the what and lots of extra S's everywhere else.
Yeah, we got off a question on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
Been trolling.
Trolling. Somebody asked, what's the best way to catch a leprechaun? And Neil responded with something to do with penises and butter. I just sort of stopped listening.
I'll read it. Oh, it's gone. It was, you smear your penis with butter and sugar, dig a hole for it, put it in, and wait. That's how you catch a leprechaun. And someone liked it. Oh.
It was kind of stupid. Made you sound like a pervert.
I was trolling.
Made you sound like a pervert. Trollalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal Yes, my segment this week is going to deal with Burnout, especially raiding Burnout.
I thought you were going to talk about the game Burnout.
No. Well, I've noticed lately that a lot of my friends are completely bored with the game. They've got no passion, they've got no reason to play other than coming on and using WoW as a glorified MSN. And spending $8.99 or whatever, however much you spend a month on a glorified MSN is a bit kind of stupid. So, what do we as WoW players do when we experience burnout? Well, there are, in my view, there are many ways to deal with this. Take for example, lately I've had a bit of raiding burnout. Just got very stressed with the whole Neil, stop reading smartphone and laughing into your mic. Okay, fair enough. He turned his mic off, thank God. I was just getting very stressed with the whole raiding scene and stuff. Excuse me while I drink some more booze. And what? Anyway, I'm very stressed lately in raids, and I just kind of had a big blowout one night, and stopped. I just logged off and was like, what do I do? I'm completely burnt out. I can't handle raiding anymore. It's the same. I know I'm giving an example from raiding, but you can apply this to any aspect of the game. Say, just you have a big argument with one of your friends, and it causes you to lose a lot of passion for the game. What are your choices? What can you do in these circumstances? Well, and from my experience, what I tend to do when I come across a roadblock like that is I'll either go onto an alt I haven't played in a while, or I'll make a completely new alt. And just through spending some time with myself, not talking to anyone in game, unless they talk to me first, and not talking about anything serious or anything, just having a laugh with some of your friends. But what are you doing? Neil's making the trollololol guy look like he's masturbating, which is rather weird. So I'll make an alt, and I'll just get back to what brought me into this game in the first place, which was leveling up. I mean, everyone starts at level 1 at some point, so surely our passion for the game stems from the questing experience, the whole making your character stronger and stuff. So basically burnout is quite easily solved. You just spend a week or 2 weeks trying to find what you love about the game again. Neil, please, I'm trying to talk. And gingers do have souls thing. I love that. Gingers do have souls. Yeah, so if you are experiencing burnout in your life, in your WoW playing life, try and just log off your main. Don't go on them for a couple of weeks. Get away from all the seriousness of everything. Get away from raiding. Get away from your arena team. Get away from the endless grind that is endgame. And go back to doing something that gives instant gratification from leveling up. I mean, sure, raiding, you will get gratification eventually when you down that boss. PvP, you'll get gratification when you win that battleground, when you win that arena match, when you get that new piece of gear, and when you get better and better. The only way at endgame to make your character better is by an endless grind of, I need more honor points, I need more conquest points, I need more valor points, I need to down this boss, I need to whatever. You've got to go and get away from that and say, right, the simplest way to get my character better and to enjoy the game more, which, I mean, let's admit it, the most enjoyable part of this game is improving your character. So, go back and level another alt, or just take a break from the whole thing for a couple of weeks and come back, and you'll find something else to do. And if you don't, then maybe it's time to go and try something else. If you really can't get over burnout, then it's time to step back and find out why. if you can't get over your burnout, maybe it's just time. Oh my god, that's crap. Maybe it's time to what? Oh, that's terrible. Edit this bit out, would you? Yeah, so blah blah blah, burnout bad. Just fucking deal with it and don't complain to me like so many of my friends have been doing lately, like, QQ, this game sucks, I'm bored. Just fucking find something that you enjoy about it, come on. And if you can't find anything at all that you enjoy doing, then cancel your subscription. Go and do something else. You can't put the responsibility on other people to enable you to enjoy a game which you pay for. So yeah, that's my rant for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope I made a bit of sense. But yes. Over to you, Neil.
For my review corner.
Yes, your review corner.
Let me make sure I'm actually, yeah. What should I review?
Your penis?
No. 5 stars, but yeah. I'll review this desk. Pretty nice desk, wouldn't you say? It's red and white. IKEA. I give it 1 out of 2. It's my new score. Listen. What? I reviewed the desk. I fucking reviewed.
Worst review ever.
I liked it. Yeah, it's a good test, sturdy. That bit just broke, but yeah, let's go drawer. Don't you dare open the drawer. Got some. See what you what are you doing?
Looking.
Take a look at that.
Oh my god, Neil has cape horn! And furry! Neil's hat. Neil is a furry. Oh, Neil. It's terrible.
What do you say? ASSOONNDDJ?
What? What the hell is that?
You will never know.
What? You will never know. It is the secret of the ages.
It's got some shelves.
And a doggy calendar.
Yeah, do like that calendar.
I like it, it's cute. Oh, wait, you're a homophobe, so fuck you.
Anyway, that was the review corner. So we move on to no fucking interview.
Yes, normally we would have an interview here.
But there's not an interview.
So
we're just have to move on to bye.
Bye?
Yeah.
Aw. I mean, that's a shame.
The podcast and it's been fun, I guess. I mean, it's Happy New Year and the world's been shattered and Deathwing's all like, I'm gonna kill you, and we're like, nah. But then he comes and he throws fire on us, but we're like, oh, give us your fire, ah, it's like jizz, ah.
So that we can get an achievement, yeah. Way, which I actually have on about three characters now. Every time I've been killed by Deathwing, I've been AFK. What is that about?
No, it's not. Remember Rinaldum, the first time, and the bit you get transported to Ramkahen, and he like just attacked it.
Wasn't I AFK at that point?
No.
Really?
We just completed the quest.
Oh.
And then I teleported there and then died.
Oh, yeah. I had already had the achievement by then, though. I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so Deathwing's trying to terrorize everyone, and we get an achievement for getting killed by him.
Yep.
Hmm. A lot of webcomics lately have been dealing with that. Just how bad Deathwing must feel.
So, I guess that's the end of the show, and play us out.
Well, yeah. And if you haven't seen it already, look up World of Warcraft Blind on YouTube. It's like the best machinima I've ever seen, and it's really old. But I just watched it again the other day, and it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
Blind. Wow, machinima. It's good.
So, that's the end.
Is
it? Got anything else to say?
Is it really the end?
The end of the world as we know.
It's the end of the world of Warcraft. It's
okay, so to play us out is R. It's Rhinestone Eyes by the Gorillaz. So
I love this song.
Bye, I guess.
Au revoir.
Bye.
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 I'm gonna press stop now.
You made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet, while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Roses have been after later. of rock. Seasons, the adjustments, signs of change. I can't see now, she said, taxi. Now that light is all I can take. This storm brings strange loyalties and skies. I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your eyes don't eyes are like factories far away. Every day, same routine. A clear target in summer, and skies are blue. It's part of the noise when winter comes. It reverberates in my lungs. Nature's corrupted, in factories far away.